Now we've got into December, you may well be looking for a break from all your Christmas preparations. And I have just the thing if you're in the Sherborne area on the 11th of December. The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra are appearing at Sherborne Girls. And I'm very pleased to say to talk to us all about that event is the section principal, second violins, Carol Page. Carol, welcome to Community Connections.
Hi, thank you very much.
That's one heck of a title, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds much grander than it is.
Carol, tell us how you came to be in the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, one of the world's leading orchestras. Has music always played a big part in your life?
Absolutely, it has. Right from a really young age, I was obsessed with Nigel Kennedy actually growing up. And he was very much all over the news at the time for various concerts and antics as well. I just thought he was really cool and inspiring. I think I was a teenager at the time, so for me, I was like, right, I want to be like him. And so probably from the age of about 13, I had my mind set on being a professional violinist. So to have reached that, is incredible, and I count myself so lucky to be able to do the one thing that I've always wanted to do and that I love.
Did you learn violin from the age of 13, or were you sort of tinkering around the edges with the violin and music when you were much younger? Or did you really think, right, I'm going to start now?
No, I began playing when I was 7 years old, so quite young, and I just really took to it quite quickly and just loved it. And then sort of went on to study both at Cardiff University and the Royal Academy of Music up in London. And then I went up to my first job, which was up in Liverpool, actually, before coming down to Bournemouth. So.
It must have been something to be accepted to play for the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Do you sometimes pinch yourself and think, how did I make it here?
Yeah, I was so delighted. Because I grew up in Somerset, so for me, Bournemouth actually is the closest orchestra to sort of my roots. And yeah, when the job came up, I was in Liverpool at the time, which felt a long way from home. It's a great orchestra though, and I was happy up there. So, but I thought, it would be great to be down south, and it was a promotion as well. So I applied, and I was just over the moon when I got that job. I was like, amazing, and obviously it meant that my parents were able to come to some concerts and hear me. So yeah, it was just wonderful. And I've been down here for over 17 years now.
We're very pleased that you did. A local girl made good. That's great news, Carol. Let's talk about the orchestra itself. We've spoken to Lucy Warren from the orchestra before on the programme, and
Yes.
she was explaining to us how the orchestra love going out on the road and taking, as I said last time, music to the masses.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that Bournemouth do is we literally take music to the whole of the Southwest. We take it all the way down to the bottom of Cornwall. We're up in Bristol, we're in Exeter, as we're now going to be coming to Sherborne. We go to Previously, we've been to Yeovil quite a lot. And then we also sort of go to Portsmouth and Southampton, so and Basingstoke. So we have a really big region. We're on the bus a lot. But it's so great that, usually we do the concert in Poole on a Wednesday and then we get out on the road. And it's always exciting kind of going to all the different venues. And every venue has a different feel, and that's just really nice. And it's great for the audiences, because a lot of the places we go to, I mean, Barnstaple, for example, not many orchestras go to those areas. So yeah, it's great that we can cover this enormous sort of region, really, and provide everyone with the chance to go and hear a classical concert.
And it brings the communities together where you're performing as well, which is always a good thing, particularly in this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's look ahead then to the concert that you're doing at Sherborne Girls on the 11th of December. There are three works you're doing from three separate composers. There's Kirnis, there's Mozart, and Brahms. A great mixture of music here, but they fit very well together.
They really do, yes. The Kernis is new to me, so I'm really looking forward to sort of delving into that one. And then you've certainly got the Mozart and the Brahms. I mean, one of my actually, I love both Mozart and Brahms actually, but particularly Mozart, I just find it's so kind of invigorating. It's so full of energy. And just the amount you can find from a piece of Mozart is just incredible, actually. It always kind of puts me in a really good mood. And then of course you've got these really massive tunes in Brahms as well, which are great, really great fun to play.
As a player, when you're doing a production like this, where you've got three very different but very complementary composers, do you have to get into a different mindset between each piece to be able to really give your all to the next piece you're playing?
You certainly do, but it's more, I mean, that's kind of done for you so well by the music itself. You know, the minute you start, even that opening chords of all the pieces will just put you in the right place. And that's one of the things I love so much about music is that, you know, it's so varied, and yet instantly you can be transported from totally different sort of periods in time and mindsets and emotions. I mean, it's incredible on that side. You know, you can sort of experience every single emotion in one concert, and that's just amazing.
In this day of digital downloads and everything is instantly accessible, to my mind, it's wonderful to have something that you can book for, that you can look forward to, you can go and have a shared experience with people.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's so important these days. And also, it's a time when you're not going to be disturbed by your phone. You're not going to be checking emails. You know, and even now, sort of when you're sat down watching a film, it's harder and harder just to focus on that film because of your phone or other technology. So being able to go to a concert, being able to switch off, just experience the music with other people around you, you know, chat to the people next to you. And it's just incredible actually to have that, you know, and it's something I value so much is sort of that concert experience where nothing is going to interrupt that concert at all. And it's invaluable, I think.
Are you finding as well, particularly in a case like this where it's at a girls' school, that you are attracting an audience that is across the age range?
Yes, I mean, it's something sort of the orchestra are very aware of. It's trying to get in as many, well, not as many people, but as many sort of different ages as we can. You know, it's really important to us that we're sort of relevant to everybody. And actually, last week's concert that we did Symphonie Fantastique, and that turned out to be one of the A-level set works. And it was so nice to see a hall full of sort of A-level students from various different schools. And I mean, that was just a great feeling to have a load of A-level students in there because it was their set work. And yeah, so that's really important to us as well.
To give back to people what you've been given yourself when you were coming up through the ranks.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, and it's these experiences that we get when we're young actually that shape our futures. You know, it can just take one concert to inspire someone to think, actually, do you know what? I want to do that. You know, and that is amazing.
When we spoke to Lucy a few weeks ago, she was explaining how the orchestra can break up into its individual components, if you like. So the strings will go off and do a concert, the woodwinds will go off and do a concert, the brass section will. But in this one, and we have to really make this a big thing, it's the whole orchestra. You're coming with your chief conductor as well.
I know it really is. I mean, this is one of the concerts I've been most looking forward to actually of the season. It's such a good concert. It's the full orchestra, and it's with Mark. Mark is incredible. Yeah, he's working us really hard, but in such a good way. You know, it feels like there's a real enthusiasm for everything he's kind of bringing to the orchestra at the moment. And yeah, I hope that comes across to the audience as well. I'm sure it really does. But yeah, this program is exceptional. Actually, it should be really good.
It sounds to me that you have an inspirational conductor, you have an inspirational orchestra, and an inspirational program. Put those three together, and you've got the absolute culmination of a perfect evening. Let's go through the details then. The concert itself is at Sherborne Girls on the 11th of December. It begins at 7:45. Tickets are £39, which actually, for a full orchestra concert, I think is pretty good value. How can people find out more information and, most importantly, book?
The best way to do that is to log on to our website. So that's bsolive.com. And you'll see the first page, sort of you load up the what's on. And then if you scroll down, you'll find the concert that we're talking about in Sherborne. And yeah, and go through and book the tickets. I mean, to me, that's such great value for money, especially now. You know, the cost of everything has gone up so much. And we've really tried to keep our concerts good value for money. But I promise you, it's going to be a really superb evening.
And it is a moment you can forget all the supermarket shopping and just go and live in the moment, which is what we all really should be doing from time to time if we can. Carol Page from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, the section principal second violin, to give her her full title. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's just give those final details once more. It's the Grandston Hall at Sherborne Girls on the 11th of December, beginning at 7:45. £39 the tickets, and the website for more information, bsolive.com. Carol Page, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.